That's where I'm driving. I don't want to run into you, KI4DOS Mobile.
Down over here, man. Where you at?
Easily.
You at home?
Direction.
Uh-huh. Well, guess what I'm doing?
You said you was out mobiling around. I just didn't want you driving on the sidewalks because that's where I'm driving.
Yeah, I heard that. Now, I'm headed back to the house. I've got an antenna waiting on me, and I am hoping that I'm going to be able to drop this puppy down and get it up there on top of my tower in time for the net tonight.
I doubt you'll be able to do that. That's a tilt over tower. All you got to do is run another piece of coax up it.
No, not really. All I got to do is take. I'm going to take my Diamond X50A down and put this up. Because if this thing is as good as everybody says it is, then I'll just operate off of my beam.
Beams work real well, unless you got repeaters on the back side of it, then you might have to turn the house around.
I've got a Yaesu for a G450 that I can whirl that thing around like a whirling dervish.
You know, it works real good unless you have they on the back side, and then you have to turn the house around. once you get it pointed in the right direction, it works real good.
There you go. Yep. So anyhow, that's where I'm headed, just as hard as I can go, and it's probably another 40 minutes back to the house from my building, so, hey boy, I tell you what, it's been a day.
How many days like I'm having today? I was riding up the 4-lane highway, and this motorcycle was passing a truck and trailer in that little bitty median strip between the four lanes. Thought he was going to knock my mirror off with his handlebars, and I missed him. And now I pulled up, I was coming up to a traffic light, and there was a car backed around a corner, backing down my side of the road. He did have his emergency flashers on. I guess that means that was okay. But I tell you, the way people are driving out here today, Steve, I'm ready to get to the house, park my car. Ain't a bunch of idiots out here today.
Gary, I'm going to tell you what, buddy. I've always told folks, Greenville, the upstate of South Carolina, is still in transition. We are transitioning from rural to a mix of rural and big city. And we got people pouring in here with very poor driving habits, you know, from the big cities. And folks that take it easy and go slow just don't mix well with folks that, you know, fly and are more type A aggressive drivers like in the big cities. So the long and the short of it, we just got us a mess.
It's a mess, ain't no doubt about that. When I left out of the military, I was stationed out in California right at the tip of the San Francisco Bay. And when I got home, boy, I thought everything was stopped, you know, because people moved a little slower and took their time. And I was used to driving all those crazy people out there in California. It took me about a week or so before I slowed down and was able to get back in the groove of things that we're accustomed to. And so you may be right, but we are having an influx of a lot of folks from big cities, and whether they be up north or out west or from the deep south, you know, across the border, I don't know. But anyway, it's a mess out there. Hopefully we'll survive it.
Problem is, Greenville's not a small town anymore. And neither is Spartanburg. I mean, it's growing so fast that our roads are just, we're just not equipped to handle this much traffic.
Think about it a little bit, Steve. You know, when me and you were in high school and we got our license, that was a whole bunch of younger drivers out there on the roads. And our parents are, in a lot of cases, are still alive. Mine are not, but there's a lot of folks out there that their parents are still kicking real good. And our children have had children, and some of their children have had children. And so, yeah, the population's not staying the same, and the number of vehicles that are on the road's not staying the same at all.
I'll be right back.
Okay, bud, I'll be mobile for another few minutes. KI4DOS mobile.
DOS, KO4RMMO, how are you doing today?
RMM, KI4DOS. I'm doing real good. Name here's Gary.
Well, Kurt, and you're coming in real good and clear. I'm over here on Pelham Road, about to hit 85 north. Go see a friend up in Campobello.
I'm out there on 85th Street now. It can be treacherous out there most of the time. I drove a truck for 45 years. Yeah, I know about that stretch of road. I live in Easley and used to work in Duncan, so for 20 years I rode up down that road just about every day, back and forth, you know, 60 miles a day going back and forth to work. So it's I don't miss that at all, but you be careful out there on the road there, Kurt.
Stu, if I'm on 85th Street, you can bet it's for a good reason. Place is a death trap. I hate to see how many good people have met their demise on South Carolina stretch of 85.
With 85, it's all the roads around here, it seems like. I was looking at the news the other night, and there's another traffic accident where people didn't make it through. I don't know. It's one of those things where, like me and Steve were talking about a minute ago, we've got more folks coming in that are from bigger cities, and they drive more aggressively than we used to, or we're accustomed to. Of course, everybody seems like driving more aggressively instead of offensively anymore. But just be careful out there. Don't want nothing to happen to you.
Well, I'm a two hands on the wheel kind of a guy right now. I got the memo about the traffic, and I copy you. It's a whole different time and place since I got here in June of 1975. I've seen it change. Believe me, it's a different town. You know, different folks, different mix. We are going cosmopolitan, I was two cars behind a dude who was letting a lady into out of that brand new Sphinx on Brushy Creek and or Old Spartanburg and Hudson, and he put his nose out of his car out there and wanted people to let him in and cross straight across two lanes of traffic so he could get in the far turning lane.
That's unfortunate, but it's got to where the people don't think about anything but themselves. You know, it's all me, me, me type deal, which is sad. But that's okay. It'll settle down eventually, I hope.
Oh, we hope.
Short, but I've arrived here at my second stop. I got to jump out and run in, and I'll be back out in just a minute or two. If you're still out here when I get out of the store, I'll holler back at you and we'll continue the conversation. But enjoyed it there, young man. You take care. Be safe out there on the road. Well, I'll talk at you in just a few minutes. KO4M. All right. KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. KO4RMM. Always a pleasure, Gary. And I'll be mobile for at least the next 35, 40 minutes as I'm on 85th Street headed northbound towards Sparkleburg. For Romeo, Mike, mobile.
DOS, mobile again.
For DOS, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo, Mike, Gary, I got you.
Glad you're still mobile and around. I've saved my last stop, and I'm headed towards the house now, which is a good thing. Put my car back in its favorite parking spot.
Tell me again where you live. I think you live at the base of a mountain. Isn't that right?
Easley.
Copy that there. We have a fairly new member over there in Easley. His name's Chandler. You got a chance to meet up with him? He's at, since y'all share the same political subunit.
Chandler, matter of fact, I was there at the VE test session when he took his test and got his license.
Hot diggity. That is a good connection to have right there. Congratulations. So is everything good down in Easley at present?
Comment?
No, where went the neighborhood? Go ahead there, comment.
Hey, Gary. Listen, would you real quick give me your location, over?
Oh, gosh, I don't know what the name of this road is there, Chad. I'm fixing to be on Fish Trap Road at 123.
Thank you, Gary. I didn't mean to interrupt you, so KO4NUE, clear.
4NUE, you got carte blanche to interrupt any of my conversations, sir. How you doing, buddy? It's Kurt.
Doing good, bud. Doing good. Nice to hear you. Nice to hear you. It's a beautiful day today, isn't it?
Sublime, positively sublime. Are you in your regular neck of the woods today, Chad?
Yeah.
It just so happens I'm headed up to Campbell right now. I got a buddy of mine up there. I got to hand something over to him for him to work on and customize a little bit. I don't know what you got going today.
Get ready to take my wife out to eat here in probably, I don't know, probably about 2 hours or so. But other than that, that's about it. Over.
Copy that. Good. Yeah, well, obviously that's most important. So I'm not going to do anything to complicate that date. So I'll just play it by ear and when I'm finished up with this piece of business with my other friend up there, not too far from you, I might just give you a call and get a feel for maybe meeting up for a few minutes.
Right, that sounds good. Just give me a holler. All right, let me duck on out of here. KO4NUE, nice talking to you, Kurt. 73, I'm clear.
Before you go, I've heard old folks eat supper pretty early.
KN4VWA.
Think of what I have to eat. How about picking me up a pinto bean sandwich on Jewish rye bread with a side order of fried chicken lips?
Bean or three beans?
I just want a whole sandwich full of pinto beans on Jewish rye bread with a side order of fried chicken lips.
I'll see what the waitress says. But whatever she does to me when I ask, I'm gonna do to you now. Can you eat clear?
Sure thing. Don't you ask that waitress for a cup of coffee to go in your shirt pocket now. I told you what happened with that, and I don't want that to happen to me. So don't ask for that. I've already had that experience, and I don't want that to happen again. But y'all have a good evening, and tell Anna we said hello. KI4DOS Mobile.
See you on the net tonight, sir. KO4NUE, clear.
Y'all have a good day. I'm fixing to pull back in here and put my car in his favorite parking spot and go in here and see what else I got to do. There's a bunch I need to get done out in the yard, but I don't know if I'm going to get it done this afternoon or not. We'll say 73 to you, and y'all take care. Well, I can't remember your call, Steve. KN4VWA and KO4RMM. KI4DOS.
Gary, before you go, would you mind if I called you after supper, a little later this evening before the net, and tried this directional out on that, on a simplex with you?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Roger, we'll get her done, son. KN4VWA, I'm listening.
4VWA, KO4RMM, how you feeling? How's the day hitting you today?
I don't know that I want to talk to you. Anybody that would actually ask to hang out with Chad, Oh, my goodness. I got to wonder.
I tell you, during a critical time such as these, we have to put petty differences aside, and we have to, draw solidarity from those fundamental principles that we all have in common, sir. So, time to, we need the adults in the room here, buddy.
I guess that's why I let Chad hang around a little bit. I tell you what. Now, he got on there and called me a geezer today. He's older than I am.
So I'm going to step in it right now. How old are you?
I'm old enough to know better, but too dumb to do anything about it. I'll be 67 in October.
Much younger. That's free of charge right there. I'm just going to box that up and send that to you as a bonus.
I've got enough high step in me to go down and work all day at my building that I own, having some work done, pulling concrete out, having a sidewalk reset, and then head on back to the house and drop a 50-foot tower to put on a new 10-element beam for 2 meter and 440. So, anyhow, that's all the zip I want for the day.
Excited. I hope you put that whole project on video so I can watch. And when you're finished, you need to come over to my house and help me get my 2-meter copper J-pole and my Slim Jim copper J-pole. I got one for 2 meters and one for 70 centimeters. I need both of them up on the chimney, and I'm all ready to go. It's just, I need someone who knows what they're doing.
Tell you what, now, you ever thought about getting you a little higher end antenna for that 2-meter 440?
Some of it, but I'm not averse to it.
And a Diamond X50A down, and I'm putting up this beam. So I may just have me an extra 50-inch Diamond 2-meter 440 for sale.
I might have to take a gander at that there and see if we can't do some business.
Where in Campobello are you going?
Well, I say Campobello. I'm going to my friend who is a master gunsmith. I've got a classic CZ-85 that they don't make anymore, and he really knows what he's doing, so he is going to turn it into a brand new gun for me, putting a bunch of new springs in it and some tritium sights on it. He's going to refinish it. He's going to put some new high-speed grips on it, and when he's done, I'm going to give him some money, and it's going to look like a brand new CZ-85.
9 mil?
And one of the very first Sioux Wonder 9s that came out.
That's a Czech?
That's a Czech Republic. It's kind of like the Colt or the Smith & Wesson of the Eastern Bloc. Really, that thing just, they can make some pistols, buddy. So let me tell you, they've been in business for over 100 years, and they take their manufacturing real seriously. These things are built like tanks. And you can win competitions with these things with factory guns just straight out of the box.
I'm very familiar with them. Yep. Well, do you know New Cut Road?
About to come up on New Cut Road pretty soon, but I got to pass by it in order to get to my buddy. He lives off of Melvin Hill Road up in Campobello, but right now he's working on a motorcycle, which is at a storage unit about 3 miles from there. I'm actually going to be in North Carolina, just inside North Carolina, for just a little bit. Chesney Highway for a little bit after crossing over Highway 9.
I am about 4 miles
south of Highway 11 on New Cut Road.
I will be in the area coming back, and I don't expect to be with him too long. It's just going to be me handing him a box with some bunch of new parts in it and the disassembled firearm, and then I can make up a reason to make it quick and swing to your direction.
Well, I tell you what, it might be worth the curiosity, because I've got a 50-foot tower with a 10-foot mast coming out of the top of the tower, and I've got it all on a big hinge that I dropped down to the ground. I tilt it over.
Officially high-speed KO4 RMM to have that, have a tower that on a hinge. I'm telling you what, man, that's something right out of James Bond.
A fellow up in North Carolina that did a 75-foot tower that way. Of course, it kind of wiggles and jiggles when he does it, but mine don't wiggle and jiggle. So, yeah, I'm going to be dropping that thing down just as soon as I get this beam assembled, and going to put it up on the top of that, up on the top of that 2-inch mast. And all that's going to be rotating around with a Yaesu G450 rotator.
It'll be like a Yagi directional that's on a geared mast that rotates. Is that kind of sort of what you're working?
Yes, sir. Now, riding right below that Yagi is a Mosley TA-33 MW. And it's 33 feet wide and about 15 feet long. And that's what I do all my HF work on. If you get a chance, you ought to come on by and see it.
Chum the waters, right? The chum the waters I'm swimming in right now. So I might just have to come and see your setup, man. I'm kind of foaming at the mouth here.
What? Have you got a way that you can write right now?
Doing about 80 miles an hour on 26 West right now.
I'll try to monitor my radio, and I am KN4VWA, Steve, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo. So I'll try to monitor, and if I hear you in there, I'll give you directions on how to get in here.
Now, is the last four of your handle of Victor Whiskey Alpha?
Roger, roger.
So that's Kilo November 4. Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve.
Bingo.
Good copy. You're in the major leagues. Can you put a giant laser beam on top of that tower and hold the world hostage for $1 million?
If I dropped down to a mil, if I was going to do that, it would at least be a bill. A billion. Well, listen, I have arrived at the Hacienda, and I am just about chomping at the bit to get this antenna going. So I'm going to drop out on you, bud. I will be monitoring, and you just give me a holler, and we'll see if we can't get together. And Chad lives about probably 3 miles over here from me, so he might want to come by also. So, anyhow, 73, Kurt and I will talk to you again soon. KN4, VWA. I'm clear.
Copy and clear, KN4VWA. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike. Mike Mobile still monitoring.